B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Well, good afternoon to you there, Mr. Sand. It's Ray down at the dealership.
Why are you calling me at work, Ray? What, do you still work for, you still work down at Dick Moon?
Well, yes. Yes, I do.
You do. You do. Yeah. So that's the, if those of you that don't know who Ray is from the dealership, he sold me a bum vehicle about 20 years ago. I mean, a hunk of junk, and upsold me and stiffed me. And since then, he's jumped from lot to lot to lot, where now you're at a buy here, pay here place in Bonita.
Nah, I just, you know, Stan, you know better than anybody. You know, you know how the car business works.
I do know how the car business works. I do know.
It's not about selling you a car today. It's about selling you a car every couple of years for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I cannot believe that you still are able to hold an operation down here. They should have gotten you out of town a long time ago.
Well, I think they were going to.
Until you went to the buy here, pay here.
Well, even Mr. Moon sat me down and said, he said, Ray, you know what? You're an old dog. You're an old war horse. You've been in this game a while.
You have been.
And he said, we got to get some fresh blood in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you thinking it's your fault. And, you know, at this point, of course, my blood pressure had gone through the roof.
Oh, yeah. You don't know if you're going to be out of work again.
I was relieved when he said, you can relax, Ray. I'm not going to fire you.
Oh, that's great. Oh, thank God for that. I guess you had to be happy.
Well, I was initially. He says, and you're fine, Ray, but we are going to be bringing in some new blood.
Right.
And, well, we're going to take some of the responsibilities off of you. And, well,
yeah,
I had to undergo cultural sensitivity training.
Sensitivity training?
Well, it's because Mr. Moon commissioned a study, see, and found that the majority of people purchasing quality pre-loved automobiles from
junks.
The dealership here,
junks.
Very few of them spoke English. Well, you know, with the economy and whatnot.
Sure, and whatnot.
You know, it's just you and I.
Right, it's just us. Just a couple of old friends.
You know how the car business works.
Yes, I do.
How the car business works, yeah. But, anyway.
New blood.
I turned out that Mr. Moon wanted to go to a Hispanic-speaking staff.
An entire Hispanic-speaking staff?
Yes, but he said, you know, I realized, Ray, I was going to fire you, but then I realized I probably need somebody who speaks English here.
Yeah, that might be a good idea, because you might have occasionally someone that speaks English. Occasionally.
He said, the good news is you're keeping your title.
You're still walking the lot. Okay.
And I pushed him that day, and I got myself bumped up to vice president of operations.
You're vice president of operations at Dick Moon Used Cars.
Well, yes, I am. And I demanded that title because in that same meeting, he cut my pay in half and cut all benefits. But again, I'm lucky because he said I got to have some son of a bitch out there to speak the English language,
sure.
And I can do it with authority.
Sure.
See?
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So you get to keep your job. You get a nice title. You get a pay cut. And it's an all Hispanic speaking staff.
Yeah. Mr. Moon told me that it was up to me to understand their culture.
I see. And so what have you done?
Picked up a couple of compact lease at auction.
You've got a couple of subcompact leases that you picked up at auction.
They were buybacks under the lemon law, and I got them.
And so you're going to try to sell these lemons at Dick Moon to Hispanics.
Hey, yes, sir.
All right, go ahead. I follow you.
I would sell you a car if you were so inclined.
I'm not in the market for a car,
Well, that's good, because I'm not in the sales end of it anymore.
You're not.
I'm in management.
Right, you're vice president.
Yeah.
How many people you got under you, Ray?
Three. Well, two and a half.
Two and a half? How do you count a half a person? Okay,
what
so,
I've
okay.
Come, what I've come to learn is when you go south of the border, as they say, people are far more susceptible to diseases I thought didn't exist in biblical times.
What is this leading to?
My understanding is that this particular disease, the only way they can do anything is kill armadillos and look at them.
Why are you talking like this? You're supposed to be a salesman. I'm for the working man. I'm here to make you the best deal possible, and you're talking stuff like this.
Well, as I told you, I'm not sales per se. I'm more in a management position.
Right.
I got a certain demographic that I'm supposed to go after, and I don't speak their language. And you know, one of the big things I had to figure out about these different cultures. And I believe you me.
Yeah.
I was all over the YouTube.
You were all over the YouTube.
Yep.
Doing,
and I was
doing
I'm,
what?
I'm trying to, what makes the Mexican man tick?
So you're looking up YouTube videos of what makes the Mexican man tick.
That's it. And I had to, come up with promotions that made sense to them. And, you got the old carrot and the stick, but I don't know what a carrot and a stick might have been
until
I educated myself.
Okay, and you feel you're educated right now.
Well, I think I've got a pretty good handle on incentives.
Now, what kind of incentives? What would bring a person to Dick Moon's today to buy a car? What do you got for them?
Well, see, the incentives are not so much for the buyer. The incentives are to get the salespeople to sell.
So how do you do that, genius?
Well, see, that was a big question mark.
Right, but you watched the YouTube videos.
I did, and I realized that, you know what?
Yeah.
I know their culture. They don't understand mine.
Aha.
And I got this gentleman here, Ricardo. I don't know where he came from. Mr. Moon purchased him a suit from the Goodwill.
Yeah, Ricardo's there. And what's his job?
Well, he's sales. He might be sales manager.
You're not sure.
But I thought traditional incentives like bonuses and food.
Right, for the salespeople, it's sales bonuses, but incentive to sell. They get a little extra bonus in their pay. You on Saturdays or Sundays, you bring them down pizzas and all that stuff.
They just look at you with a blank face. That's not what motivates the Mexicans.
Ray, tell me, what motivates the Mexican?
Well, look, I'll tell you in a second here, but I got to be honest with you, Stan. The reason I'm calling today is not to sell you a car.
Although, if you want one,
I'm always here.
No.
I'm the Caucasian special. Just ask for the white man.
I understand.
I wanted to put Ricardo on the phone with you.
All right, and
see if, because you're a big part of the culture around here.
Is Ricardo going to try and sell me a car?
Well, we'll see. We'll see what he does. I don't have any idea, but as far as I know, you're only the second white man he's ever spoken to.
All right, put Ricardo on. Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes?
Ricardo?
Yes?
Ricardo, is this you?
Yes.
Hi, Ricardo.
Have you seen my wife?
Have I seen your wife?
How you see my wife? How you see my wife? My wife. My wife.
What about your wife?
My she dead. Mi familia.
Your family? What about your family?
How you see my wife? Huh?
Put the old man back. Put the white man on. Put the scary white man on.
Mr. Ray?
Ray. I don't know what the hell you're trying to tell me there, Ricardo. Adios. Adios.
Thank you for calling the Dick.
You're welcome. Put Ray on. What the?
That cold day.
What the hell was that? What's he trying to say to me?
Did he, was he able to sell you a vehicle?
No, it's something about his wife and family.
Did he mention the hot dogs and cotton candy?
No, he didn't mention the hot dogs and cotton candy and a free car wash, after every sale.
Well, what the hell were you talking to him about?
He was talking about his family and wife, something about his wife.
Oh, he started that up again.
What are you teaching them? This is your sales manager?
Well, I found out when you go south the border, Stan.
Yeah?
And he's saying all that stuff to the customers. And,
yep. Yeah.
You know, by rights, according to his culture, I should have slit his throat.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Was once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin.
Feast and famine.
War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Standing
96 K-Rock.
Everybody, Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. My name is Stan, and about 12 miles away is my buddy Mark Haney. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Stan Lee.
What's the matter? What?
Oh, I'm just actually in a celebratory mood.
How do you figure?
Because this is my last day in studio.
Yeah. I got the green light to come back on Monday.
And so I'm preparing for life by the pool again, and I'll be happy.
That's great.
You see, I found my favorite Jimmy Buffett steel drum cover band to get ready.
I'm glad you're going to enjoy yourself. I think you need it.
I do. And you know what? It's the natural state of being, really, for both of us. Because you prefer, even though we go on the air at 2 o'clock, you insist on being up by 5.
I get up at 6.
And you wring your hands for a while.
Yeah.
And then you like to drive 12 miles to and from work.
Yeah, I mean, I like going into work. Let me tell you, you do this for 2 weeks, and you miss that nice drive into work.
Yeah, I'd sure like to find out.
Yeah, separate home life from work life. Haney, I'm going to be honest with you. Since I've had to work at home, I've had the energy to do nothing. I've had the will to do nothing. I want to sleep till all hours. I just, my head's always in a haze, and it's like I got to get out and go to work.
In the past week.
Oh, that's what happened to you.
Well, in the past week, what's your sleep record?
During the week, I've extended my sleep time till 7 o'clock. And it's waking me out of a dead sleep. Weekends, it could be 9, 10.
But
for me, it's incredible.
So a maximum of 10 hours?
Oh, I'm getting 9.5, 10 hours.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I feel rotten. Not a corona rotten. Rotten.
No, you're perfectly just healthy. You're the height of fitness.
It's just I feel the atrophy. I just feel it. You can go and melt into a chair if you have to do this all your life. Just melt into a chair, and you become non-existent.
Well, I can see that. And in fairness, you have to admit that my place is like 5 times the size of yours.
Oh, I understand that, but it's...
So what I can do is to place work into one area and then recreation in the rest.
Home and work, I like to draw a line.
Well, Stan, it's the old concept of business in front, party in the back.
Precisely. I understand that. Did you hear the news? We lost another icon.
Are you talking about Bill?
Yeah, man. Although not Carone. He had heart problems.
But what an American success story, though.
Oh, yeah. He started very late in life. Withers was 33 years old and working on an aircraft assembly line in 1971 when his first self-penned hit, Ain't No Sunshine, became a hit and a Grammy Award winner.
What a great song.
Yeah.
You're talking about one that stood the test of time. His songs have.
For a very short period of time, I want to say from like 71 to 75, 76, he were Ain't No Sunshine, and he had Use Me and Lean On Me.
Lovely Day.
and lovely day, all in a very short window. And they, from what I'm reading, by 1981, he virtually retired. He said, that's it.
Well, it was like Kim Jong-il in golf. He conquered it. There was no more challenge.
Member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the class of 2015, passing away. I guess it happened on Monday. We're learning about it today. He was 81.
And I know Lean On Me was his big hit, but I'll bet you Ain't No Sunshine outlasted.
Yep. I mean, those are iconic songs. Played, interestingly enough, a lot of times when we're going through tough times or tragedies, his songs pop up and get played a lot again.
Well, one thing that I appreciate him from the advanced years that we're in now compared to when he made them, he didn't go overboard with production techniques. He kept it pretty honest and pretty simple, and I think that helps.
I want to tell everybody,
because
he knows.
For a great example, compare Bill Withers doing Lean On Me to Club Nouveau. I can't listen to Club Nouveau.
Yeah. Well,
same song, and you know what? Club Nouveau, they're good singers.
Yeah,
but because of all of that electronic noise, I can't take it.
Yeah, two different things, but great written song, though.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Lazaro on today from the Stan and Haney Draft Fund 3 recipients today for a check for the Stan and Haney Draft Fund. We'll be talking to him at around 3:35, a little more than an hour right now. And later on today, scheduled to appear as a special guest during Haney's News. Of course, with the shut-in stuff and the DeSantis saying everybody's got to stay in and what's going on as far as Lee County goes. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino is scheduled to be on with Mark Haney today during his newscast.
That's right, Stan. I've invited the sheriff on to lay down the law.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll do the grab bag. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition. I'm telling you, and I know we've brought him up a few times this week, this Mike Lindell, the My Pillow guy. And I'm here, and I've got the TV on monitor to keep the news going. And he's got this new commercial out for his mini roll-up go-anywhere pillow, and it has got to be the worst commercial on television.
If I'm Zach Taylor, I'm sitting in the catbird seat. I don't think there's any question you take Burrow number one. Now, you've got Andy Dalton there.
What are you doing?
You build around that. And if I'm Zach Taylor, I don't let Joe Burrow touch that football for the first year. The kid's confidence is sky high, and you got to develop that. And
why are you cutting me off in mid-sentence?
We'll be back in just a moment.
Why are you doing that?
I am sorry about that. Well, I had to get a side gig. I do a sports show in Peoria while we're doing this.
Well, man,
I was told it wouldn't interfere, and nobody needs to know.
It was an overlap. Somebody ought to keep an eye on this Mike Lindell. Because that new commercial with him playing with a bunch of little kids.
I haven't seen it.
Haney, it is disturbing.
He's a good guy, okay?
My wife brought it to my attention. He's pushing these little mini roll-up color pillows of his, and they're in the playground, and there's about
30... So they're child-sized pillows?
Yes, and there are about 30 kids out on in a playground field, and they see Mike Lindell, and they all look at him like he's Santa Claus, and he's building pillow forts with them and throwing them in the air, and they're rolling all over the ground, and Mike Lindell is right there with them. It's so disturbing. It's not even funny. And then he tells the kids, as many of those little mini roll-up pillows as you can get, you can keep them. And the kids think Mike Lindell's the hero of the day.
I did type it into the search engine.
Yes.
And the first thing that pops up, the weirdest MyPillow commercial ever released.
Correct. Yes. It's creepy.
Did you watch the Mike Lindell story?
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. My wife and I wanted to watch it, and she looked at me and said, you know what? I don't think I want to watch it because Haney gave away too many spoilers.
Oh, Piscopo.
Yeah.
She's from New Jersey. She knows.
Yes, she is. And she knows exactly. So she said, no, I'm not going to be surprised now. So I said, well, I'll watch it on my own.
Well, you never watch anything else I send you.
I'll watch it, but I already know what everything that's in it now.
I've realized now that, you remember there was a time when I was an ace with computers and the internet.
You were one of the best. Yeah, I would turn to you all the time back in the day.
But since things have kind of shifted away from the PC to the mobile phone world.
Right.
I don't understand. See, I could understand DOS perfectly fine, but when I have to just deal with pictures and symbols of things that I'm just supposed to know, I don't do well. Because I was going to share with you last night, I saw a great video, and I'm sure you've seen the regular video. It's now classic, where Rachel Maddow, the day before the Navy ship set sail for New York,
yeah,
said, there's no way that ship's ever coming near New York, much less within a week. Somebody did such a great Photoshop job. They do not alter her audio. It is just as she said it, but she's saying it in very realistic-looking clown makeup, and you can't help but crack up.
And, you know, the comfort's right there in New York. Nobody's on it. That's the big thing now. I think they said 20 people are there. They've treated 40 people, and it's virtually empty.
Well, that's a good thing because it is not meant for corona people. It's
correct.
Meant for people having heart attacks and now, stuff like that. They got operating rooms, the whole deal.
It depends on which news station you're watching. You go and you watch a Fox, it says it's virtually empty, it was there, nobody wants to use it. You go and put on MSNBC, they tell you that people want to use it, it's just the government red tape that's preventing it. So you don't know. It's empty.
I hope that something good comes out of this. And it would be great if we could get a legitimate media back.
Yep, it sure would be because we need it now. Can we do the grab bag?
Are we
ready for that?
Sure can, pal. I'm not due back on the air in Peoria for another 90 seconds, so we're good.
Okay, sounds good. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, U.S. 41, North Naples.
And you know why that opened up? Because their regular sports guy went insane, and he said, there are no sports. What am I supposed to talk about? I said, it doesn't bother me.
No, not at all. Never has. Pewter Mug North open for takeout Tuesday through Sunday. All right, we've been doing these all week, the foreign tunes. This one is a Beck parody. Let me know what you think of it.
COVID-19 ruined graduation. Hope it doesn't mess up my summer vacation. Canceled the appointment to remove my braces. Really not helping with my awkward phases. Hair hanging in my eyes and I can't see. Barbershop closed 'cause the quarantine. Dad grabs the clippers and gets ready to buzz it. Mom says, stop, no, let me cut it. Got a homemade haircut from my mom. She made me look like Kim Jong-un. Got a homemade haircut from my mom. Now she's my date to the homeschool prom.
Oh, my haircut! I'm going bald! Now I look like Kim Jong-un!
How did that sound?
I still think the Beatles was the absolute best.
By far.
Yeah, and by the way, let me know when you want to do it, but I found the commercial you were referring to.
Oh, the Mike Lindell one?
Yeah, and I've got it paused. I've never seen it before. It's 2 minutes, so if you'd like, I can watch it and give you my thoughts.
I would like you to have your thoughts on that, and if Rob can post the commercial with the caption, what the... that would be fine.
That would be ideal, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. You know, out of all of this, there is once in a while some good news. Michigan police just caught a serial flasher who has been flashing people for over two decades without being caught. They literally caught him with his pants down last week after two decades of trying to catch him.
We believe him to be responsible for several dozen indecent exposures over the last almost 20 years. Part of what we know about this crime is the reaction of the victim. It was typically an act that didn't have an extended duration to it, so it was typically he was out of the area rather quickly. Proved to be pretty evasive over the years. The invasion of privacy that people experience when they're in their home and they feel someone watching them is not lost on us. We take this crime very seriously.
Well, they got him.
Yeah,
they
you don't want pervs running around.
No, you don't. This is Amazon worker. Got very upset because of determining what's essential to ship and what isn't essential to ship. This was an Amazon worker in Michigan who walked off the job along with three other co-workers because they're still shipping dildos.
They should not be selling non-essential items. If you go on the website, all the essential items are sold out. Until you restock and until you close this building, shut it down. Dildos are not essential items. Books for kids, yes, but dildos, no.
Hold on there, pal. Now, in most cases, you'd be correct. But there are certain medical conditions
that require it.
The malady called hysteria.
Yep.
There's only one way to fix it.
Oh, and I don't know if it was you, Haney, or Rob. Is there a reason why during the cut the music continues to play?
It didn't.
Yeah, I was listening to the whole thing.
Did you hear that, Rob?
I did hear it, but it was low.
Okay, maybe I didn't bring the pot down all the way, because I can't hear it, because you are very low, and your grab bag is very loud.
Okay, so am I low right now? Let's get this squared away. We're on the final day.
And keep in mind, Stan, it's not just you. I came in, and somebody had turned all the headphones down and all of that crap.
All right, let me bring myself up a little bit here. Let me try. Is this better? Is that better?
Rob's nodding.
I agree. And then,
okay, it's
better? Yeah, you're more equal with me now.
Okay, and then you wait. Next break, I'm not going to touch anything, and I'll be blasting and splattering. Ugh.
And then on Monday, we can have fun doing and adjusting everything all over again.
All over again. This is more good news. A landlord waives rent for 200 tenants that live in his building. He says he just wants them to focus on their loved ones and stay healthy. I'll give you a guess just by the soundbite. Where is he from?
For me, it was more important for people's health and worrying about who could put food on whose table. I had tenants that said they can't work. They didn't have money to pay me. I says, don't worry about paying me. Worry about your neighbor. Worry about your family. It's not about being cool. It's about people's health. And I would hope other people could pass this down. I have my roots here. I'm not really worried about winning or losing anything. I just worried about the people's health.
Can we guess where he's from?
Oh, yeah. He's obviously from Kansas.
Yeah. Yep. Brooklyn landlord.
Power sword me.
Yep. You had this story yesterday, Henny, or you talked about it. I got a little clip here. World War II vet in Oregon celebrating his 104th birthday after beating the virus.
You know what? If the Japs couldn't take him out?
You're right. He might be the oldest person in the world to survive it so far. He had a little small party outside. And
grew up during the Depression, fought in WW2. No little bug's going to take him out.
His doctor says he's just really happy that they helped him. They helped him through this. Here he is, 104.
This gentleman is 100 and will be 104 years old.
Whoa!
Happy birthday!
Thank you. Oh, 104.
This is somebody who was born in 1916, so he lived through the Spanish flu of 1918. I was going to try very hard to not let him lose the battle to COVID-19 of 2020.
It's very emotional. He's an amazing man to come through all this. To be 104, he's so inspirational. He should be an inspiration to the world. If he can do it, then people need to keep their hopes up.
Thank everybody for coming.
He's amazing. He's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Made me, when I saw his picture, the guy was sitting there and trying to give people hope. And he was wearing a trucker hat.
Yeah.
That said World War II veteran. He wasn't wearing his medals and all that. Just a simple hat that said World War II veteran. And it made me think, if we make it to like 100, will you and I get to wear trucker hats that say radio legend so that we're treated with the appropriate respect and dignity?
Well, radio legend, does that come with respect and dignity?
It's all we have.
I know.
It's the only thing we'd have to protect us.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's protection.
Where if we have that hat on, maybe there'll be, you know, a worker there at the home and he sees somebody messing with it, you know, some young whippersnapper in his late 80s messing with us. And then the orderly would come around and go, hey, didn't you see his hat? You don't do that to a radio legend.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think that would work. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe we should just keep it under our hat then. And
we
not
are
anything.
Such on the low end of the totem pole as far as entertainers go. Radio, it's just just above podcaster, and a little bit higher than stand-up comedian.
Yeah, Harlan, you're right.
There's no respect in the business.
Hold on a second. Let me look up the radio Bible. Okay. He made them. Now, who are we lower than?
We're lower. No, we're above a podcaster and stand-up comedian.
Okay. He made them higher than stand-up comedians and podcasters, yet lower than a weatherman.
Yep.
All right, that's straight from the radio Bible.
Yes. I think we're just a notch below Joe Exotic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope we never have to do reality.
No.
That's ugly.
Or somebody filming a reality show while you're doing a public access show. Are you aware of the Georgia governor and his stupidity?
On which occasion?
Well,
because I knew of his stupidity before all this happened.
Well, let me explain something. Everybody knows, if you watch the news and you listen to Dr. Fauci and all of them, there are people who have the COVID-19 virus, but they're asymptomatic. They don't show it. They have the virus. That's why we have to all do the stay-at-home stuff.
You want
to
hear my Dr. Fauci impression?
Yeah.
Hold on. I never said that. How was that?
Good. Not bad. But the governor of Georgia was doing a news conference
talking about the spread of the COVID virus. And I guess asymptomatic people caught him totally off guard. He had no idea that you could have the COVID and show no symptoms. And
that was news to him, was it?
Yes. This has been going on. We've known this for months. He just found out at a news conference.
Oh, jeez.
Well, we've been telling people from directives from the CDC for weeks now that if you start feeling bad, stay home. Those individuals could have been infecting people before they ever felt bad. Well, we didn't know that until the last 24 hours. And as Dr. Toomey told me, she goes, this is a game changer.
You don't what? Say.
What the hell?
Can you believe this is a game changer now? We found out about this in the last 24, and it's a game changer here if you can walk around and not have any symptoms.
You know what? If he'd stopped it,
that's the governor.
If he'd stopped it, we were not aware of this. Maybe he could have gotten through it. But when he is surprised by weeks old news and then calls it a game changer.
Yep. Yep.
You know, Governor, if all we had to do was keep an eye out for people that were sick. You know, that might be a little easier. That's kind of the whole thing with this, is that you don't know. That's why we are taking all of these measures.
That's a game changer.
Oh, my God.
This is the communication we have in the country. When you have...
Although in Georgia's defense, I would imagine it would be news to Stacey Abrams, too.
You know about Fredo Cuomo, don't you?
Oh, my God. Talking to his dead father in the basement.
Yes, I got the clip for you. He was talking about the symptoms that he has, Fredo Cuomo.
Fredo doesn't realize that not everybody has the complex about his father that he does.
Yep. Well, here you go. Here's Fredo Chris Cuomo. About his experience.
It should have been me, Andrew. It should have been me.
It should have been me.
Well, we've been telling people from directives.
Oh,
from
come on.
I don't want that.
That idiot.
I got to put on Fredo. Fredo.
This virus came at me. I've never seen anything like it, okay? So, yeah, I've had a fever. You've had a fever. But 102, 103, 103 plus, that wouldn't quit. And it was like somebody was beating me like a pinata. And I was shivering so much that I chipped my tooth. So the sun comes up. I'm awake. I was up all night. I'm telling you, I was hallucinating. My dad was talking to me.
What?
I was seeing people from college, people I haven't seen in forever. It was freaky what I lived through last night. And it may happen again tonight. Doctor says it may happen like 5-8 times. You know, I get it now. And if you match that with chest constriction and people can't breathe, I totally get why we're losing so many people and why our hospitals are so crowded.
Fredo.
You know... And you've known me long enough to remember, there's been at least twice that I had legit whatever influenza was going around that year.
Yep.
And I know one time it kept me out of work for like 6 weeks.
And you think you're, nothing will keep you out for 6 weeks. And it did. Kept him out.
Remembering how I felt the two times, because, and this is not COVID, obviously, this is the regular seasonal flu. And when it gets to you, the one of the first things that happens when you realize that you've got the flu, this ain't going away, which was, to me, the worst part of it. But what he's talking about, the fever dreams, oh, yeah. You may as well be sitting in a wigwam breathing in the smoke going on your vision quest.
Did you have visions of Mario Cuomo?
No.
Let me ask you something right now. Is my voice suddenly louder?
No.
Okay, because it's suddenly louder in my headphones.
Well, then adjust your headphones volume.
Yeah, that's what I got to do.
What, Rob?
You are potted down on the board significantly lower than you were, and you're at the same equal volume. So I don't know if your box keeps switching it or what's happening, but I had to pot you down.
Well, thankfully, it all changes Monday.
Yep, Monday it changes.
And then I think about the good times down in the Caribbean sunshine.
One more final thing. You may not recognize her name.
I can't believe that Georgia governor.
Yep, it's stupid. Her name is Julie Bennett. She was a voice actress. She passed away the other day on Tuesday. She was 88 years old. The corona got her.
It did.
Julie Bennett died age 88 because of the corona. Voice actress. She was most famous for playing Cindy Bear in the Yogi Bear cartoons.
Aww.
Here you go.
Hello, picnic basket.
Hello, Yogi.
How about that? Talking picnic basket.
I said, hello, Yogi.
Cindy, what's on your mind? As if it isn't oblivious.
Oh, it's spring again.
So I've been hearing.
It's when boy meets girl, something clicks, and they start sharing everything.
Sharing everything? I didn't hear any click.
It's a time when you whisper sweet nothings in my ear.
That I can do.
Ooh, Yogi.
Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Nothing. And because you're such a sweet kid, here's another nothing for nothing.
Oh, Yogi.
Yeah, Julie Bennett, 88, the corona.
Cindy Bear was so nice.
Yeah. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, got that's something from the local beat.
It's a real game changer.
Yeah, real game changer. Jeez. This no symptoms. Real game changer. Idiot. When we come back, we'll go to the local beat. Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, we will welcome retired Captain John Lazaro of the Stan and Haney Draft Fund. Three more draft fund checks going out today to service people and their families. We're Stan and Haney.
Stan, excuse me, just the governor of Georgia. I just want everybody to know I've just been informed that this virus is actually invisible, and that's a game changer. You can't see it.
He's an idiot. I cannot believe that somebody like that actually, look, here you go. Here.
What we've been telling people from directives from the CDC for weeks now, that if you start feeling bad, stay home. Those individuals could have been infecting people before they ever felt bad. Well, we didn't know that until the last 24 hours. And as Dr. Toomey told me, she goes, this is a game changer.
Oh.
We'll be back.
Self-inflicted.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for joining us. In about another 25 minutes or so, Captain John Lazaro will be joining us. Three more recipients of Stan and Haney Draft Fund checks. We'll be doing that in a little bit. You know, our military is working extra hard, too, with the virus and all the problems that we're having.
And the scumbags of the world. U.S. military is open for business.
Yep. And if you watch press conferences at night, they'll tell you so. We're well aware of what's going on around the world, and anybody want to start any crap with us, they're open for business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Did you see the Mike Lindell kids commercial yet?
No, I've been waiting so that I can enjoy it with you.
I think
Rob can see it. Can you see it, Rob? Okay.
Can he?
Yes.
Okay. Is he all right today? He's got to be at wit's end, too. I mean, he's got to be at wit's end.
I'm looking forward to your return, Big Stan.
I bet you are. And I'm looking forward to coming back, too.
Oh, you're looking forward to Stan's return.
Well, I'll miss you, Haney. Believe me, your grace.
I doubt that.
Maybe I've done too good a job, Stan.
All right. What do you have the commercial set up?
I sure do.
And I'll
honest to God, I haven't seen it before, so I don't know anything about it other than what you told me.
Get your natural reaction. Go ahead.
Best day ever, it says.
Wow. Remember this day.
Oh, I will never forget it.
It's a pink pillow.
Hey, have fun with the kids today.
You have a My Pillow? We want one.
Boy, did we surprise them.
Hi.
Oh, it's Mike Lindell.
Special kids.
Oh, that's not the one.
That's My Pillow guy. Come on.
Oh, is that the one out there?
Now
the
they're
field
all running
now?
At, yeah,
okay,
they're,
good.
They're running that's after the him.
That's the one.
I couldn't believe how many My Pillows he brought.
That was amazing.
Okay, everybody.
Oh, look at that.
We should see how tall we can make him.
It's a pillow
that's
fort.
Awesome.
Creepy.
Yeah, you're
creepy.
The fireman. Okay, you're the fireman.
Yay.
Guess what, kids?
What?
Every pillow that you can carry, you get to keep.
Oh! Oh, they love them like Bozo the Clown.
Oh, come on, guys. We have to go.
You
look
guys
at
have
this.
A good time?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Looks like they had fun.
It was the best day ever.
Ever.
Aw.
Thanks
what
to Mike Lindell.
It was.
The best.
Have your best day ever with a Roland.
Oh, man.
Okay, end that.
That makes me so happy.
It's creepy.
No, it's not.
It's almost as creepy as that Tiger King, which I am now, since
no,
I'm locked up, I'm watching.
I don't know what your problem is with Mike Lindell, but I would bet it's because you haven't seen the Mike Lindell story and heard Joe Piscopo. Stephen Baldwin vouch for him.
Yeah, I don't care.
I like Mike Lindell.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy. He's been through a lot. I don't like the kid, him and the kids.
You know what he said during his story? And it was very brief. Because they were talking about him and his struggles with addiction.
Mm. Yeah, he was a crackhead.
And it was a very brief thing. But he's not proud of it. And he said, I was very frustrated. It was the end of a 20-year marriage, and there was severe betrayal.
And it made him work fast.
Well, he is quite certainly doing much better now.
Yeah, he is.
When they do go through his story and you see all of the people that he employed then and all of the people that he employed now.
Denying it. I don't like seeing him around these kids like that.
And they talk about how easy it would be for him to do a lot of stuff automated, and he doesn't want to.
Nope, keep him employed.
He's a good guy. You shouldn't pick on him.
I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm saying get the TV commercial off with the kids.
Well, I'd appreciate it if you stopped calling him a crackhead.
Well, he was.
But he is no longer.
We don't know that. I hope he is.
I don't think he can do what he does.
Do you know that he was doing those commercials and doing his ads while he was still under the influence early on?
Yeah, and if you compare them, he looks a lot different.
Well, he's healthy. He's eating the right foods.
Well, his drug dealers did an intervention on him.
Yes, they did. You want to do a local beat?
Yeah, I got to get rid of all the commercial stuff first.
Okay, yeah, the Mike Lindell playing with the kids in the field.
Why do you find that creepy?
It's creepy. And I'm not the only one. You just pulled up a website that said the creepiest commercial yet.
This is the creepiest commercial.
Oh. I've ever watched.
Bum, bum, bum. No, I think the only way that that's creepy is if you think that Mike Lindell is a bad guy.
I think not. He doesn't bad guy. He might have a fault.
Jesus, Rob, you need to turn these notifications off.
Can I have my music?
And it's all junk, too.
I feel like my hands are tied.
They are. You're at my mercy.
Yep.
But lucky for you, I am a merciful co-host.
All right. I want to do one sidebar local beat. It's just a quick one, then I'll get into my main one.
Well, we can't. We can't do a sidebar.
Just a quickie. This is one, and then I'm going to throw it off and go back to my main one.
But everybody will hear what you say. We can't do a sidebar.
Yeah, but this was something we talked about. It was a big story early part of the year in January, and he's been caught. Man arrested for shooting at Babe's nightclub in Fort Myers has been caught.
I saw that, yeah.
Man was arrested in Hillsborough County for his involvement in a shooting at Babe's nightclub back in January. His name, Jonathan Reed, age 30. He was arrested Friday by U.S. Marshals and their task force. On January 29th, the Fort Myers Police Department responded to a shooting at the nightclub located on Cleveland Avenue. Two victims were injured. The injuries were not life-threatening. After the shooting, Reed drove away towards McGregor Boulevard and crashed a few minutes later. Police gathered evidence at the scene of the crash linking him to the scene at Babe's. Reed was or had an arrest warrant for attempted first-degree murder and aggravated battery, and he has been caught up in Hillsborough County, so that's good.
Do you remember what the deal was with that?
I remember us doing the story. I think it might have even been a local beat story then, and how he was leaving the premises or was asked to leave.
Was it a coincidence? Was it about a girl? Or?
I don't remember. I don't want to say, but I think it happened in the parking lot, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know.
We could speculate and go into pure fiction if you'd like.
Yep, and I don't want to do that.
I like to think he looks like the kind of guy that would carry a knife in his boot.
Yes. Yeah. Again, that's speculation, but it wouldn't put it past him. With the coronavirus going on, and we were telling you, we do stories all the time, still somebody wants to steal a car, still somebody wants to break in and do a burglary.
Well, the criminal impulse doesn't stop for this.
Precisely. And there was a story on NBC2, this coming directly out of Cape Coral, that says Cape Coral police report a drop in certain types of crime, but a spike in others during the pandemic. Dateline Cape Coral. Cape Coral police say they're seeing a drop in certain types of crime, but others are going up. Lives are changing right now, but so is the crime. According to defense attorney Scott Goldberg, the crime that you are seeing is from people being locked in their houses or home drinking too much.
Well, alcohol sales are up 55% nationwide.
Yep. Vehicle burglaries, domestic disturbances, and neighbor disturbances are all on the rise.
Because when you drink too much alcohol, what happens is your thoughts as to what might be a great idea change.
If you're
sober, you're thinking it'd be a great idea to have a sandwich. You drink too much, then things like, you know what would be a great idea? Run nude down the street screaming.
Yep.
That would be great. It would be in my best interest, Stan.
And it's not. Sergeant Patrick O'Grady of the Cape Coral Police Department says the more people are actually staying in their homes, and with all the fear and the tension that's going on because of the corona, that leads to arguments. I mean, people are losing their jobs and feeling really uncertain about their future, the sergeant said. It's going to cause people to be tense, and so they argue more and more when they're that tense. DUIs and grand thefts have dropped, according to Cape Coral Police. Less people on the road.
Well, they'll bring the liquor to you now.
Yes, they will. Sergeant O'Grady says the bars are closed. People aren't driving as much as they were. They're not going out. They're not going to businesses. They're not going to Lowe's or stealing from Home Depot. They're not going to Walmart and stealing a bunch of stuff and going out the door with it. Scott Goldberg adds, the same opportunity isn't there for criminals. Cape Coral Police have offered a piece of advice. This is great. Cape Coral Police have offered a piece of advice, and they advise, keep this in mind, if you are having tension at home, leave the situation and maybe think about going for a walk. Come back with a calmer state of mind. Because you can't go anywhere. It's, you know, the old days when Archie used to go down to Kelsey's when he had problems in the house. You can't do that.
Yeah.
O'Grady's message to all is to stay strong, stay home, because we're going to get through this. Once we do, we'll be getting things back to normal. People will get their jobs back. Until that time, we're just going to have to band together. But you can see it being trapped in a house, 55% increase in booze sale. As a matter of
fact,
in about an hour, I'm going to have a Gulfstream breeze and kind of relax.
But you're a silly happy drunk.
I am a happy drunk.
You're
I'm not one of the mean drunks.
No, Stan is one of those rare people. He's nicer when he drinks.
Yep. So we'll find out right around 4:30, 4:35, how nice I am.
Yeah.
All right. Retired. I got to say retired now. Retired Captain John Lazaro, head of the Stan and Haney Draft Fund, will be joining us next. And
yeah,
we've got three people to pay a little tribute to with a Stan and Haney Draft Fund check.
He made it to captain in the Navy, but in the Draft Fund, he is an admiral.
Yep. In our eyes, he's an admiral in the Draft Fund. You're right. Join us.
Then again, I'm a 5-star general.
In the Draft Fund?
Yes.
Well, then what does that make me?
You could be a 4-star.
Okay. Hey, Captain Lazaro is next.
Stan,
we're Stan and Haney.
Do I not get a star for having the idea?
Do I not get a star for, I think, every check that we've written I have to sign, and every deposit we get I have to balance?
Well, I'll tell you what. Out of my own pocket, I'll get you some wrist salve.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, Friday edition, about 22 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you 500 clams, and about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, and Rob, is Gary still sitting on the line, on the phone lines?
No, he has since dropped off.
Oh,
okay.
Gare.
Yeah, Gare was... evidently, at the end of our last break, Gare was on hold. But, you know, don't worry, Gare. We'll talk to you another day, huh? Haney, did you see, before we get to Captain Lazaro, I'm watching Fox News right now, and Bill Hemmer is driving through the streets of an empty Manhattan. But yet I saw the picture on the Daily Mail, and I don't know if you saw it, of subway cars of quote-unquote essential workers having to get to work, and they're using the subways in New York packed like sardines. And it was such a disturbing picture to see. Some had masks, some didn't, and they were shoulder to shoulder riding the New York subways.
Yeah, it is disturbing because there seems to be this disconnect. And we're not talking about people, just saying, oh, they're dumb. It's hard to change a lifetime and generations of habits overnight. And people take in the information and they go, yeah, I should stay home. I should be careful. But then they go to the grocery store and they don't want to stand out, and everybody else isn't social distancing, so they don't want to be the weirdo.
And it's okay. It's okay to be the weirdo now, though. I got to convince myself of that, too.
And a great example, NBC2 had, I think it was about a week ago, where a food truck from Cape Coral announced that they would be bringing their food truck to Whiskey Creek in the neighborhood there, and said, everybody, you know, practice the safe guidelines and all this. But when the food truck got there, it was like the ice cream man. Everybody's out socializing, standing in line, you know, just shoulder to shoulder.
Exactly what they're telling us not to do. Stand back. They're now even saying 6 feet's not enough. Is Captain Lazaro on the phone?
Stan, I do want to say this.
Yes.
Because they say, for Florida in particular, they expect May to be the worst month. And what I'm worried about is, because this has been going on for a while, that people maybe at the beginning were really being mindful of what they were doing and saying, hey, this is dangerous. But as it goes on and becomes normal and nothing bad has happened to you, this is the exact worst time to start thinking, oh, it's not that big a deal.
Correct.
This is there's more of it out there now.
New York's the hot spot. In a few weeks, we'll be the hot spot. And they'll be cooling down and we'll be getting hot. So please be careful. On the phone with us, because he's quarantined too, is retired Captain John Lazaro, head of the Stan and Haney Draft Fund.
Well, he's the Admiral.
Captain?
Yes, sir. I'm on the line. Hey, Stan. Hey, Mark. Hey, Rob. How are y'all doing today?
We're doing good. How are you doing, quarantined?
I'm doing awesome. How are you feeling, Stan?
I feel great.
He's awesome. Great.
Well, we were talking about that thing, that news report earlier about the blood types, and you know, are you tired?
No, well, I'm always tired, but
fever?
Nothing. No.
No.
Haney, stop him.
Unfortunately, John, what happens is Stan and I, our baseline is everything they describe about the virus. You know, right. Bad attitude, lethargic, bitter.
Yeah. Congestion.
Yeah. Plus, Stan's at the age, because he just had a birthday in March, I believe, that he's more susceptible now.
I have seen it all over social media, and some people have a sense of humor about it, some people don't. But what I thought was the greatest understatement of all time, and I wish I could credit the person that said it, but I don't remember, they said, not such a great time to be an allergy sufferer.
No.
You draw some
looks.
You get
all worried.
Yeah.
Captain Lazaro was telling me earlier, and I already knew this, he's texting me at home, what's your blood type? And I said, I'm A positive.
Which is the wrong one.
And he says that people are more susceptible to the corona with A positive versus O negative or O positive.
What the good captain fails to realize is that we are both smokers, and that's been clinically proven to be a deterrent.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Keith Richards.
Yep.
He's going to live forever because he's hopped up on nicotine, so that's good. I'm O positive, though, Stan.
I know you are, and so highly unlikely to get anything. As we said before you came on, you know, with everything going on right now, our military doesn't rest, and neither does the Stan and Haney Draft Fund.
I thought the general was outstanding at that press conference yesterday.
Yeah, he was. The military's playing a big part. That Admiral working with FEMA and the supply chain, huge part of the whole operation, whether it's the Coast Guard or all branches of the military. And, the same problems all around the world with the
We were kicking around. Are they going to call you back up to active?
I'm glad you brought that up, because they've already asked retired medical nurses, dental to come back. What about the supply corps? I'm logistics. I'm contracting. We order the toilet paper.
Well,
we order the supplies. Why can't they call back the retired supply corps?
I'm
ready to go.
I know you are. Is this something that's being done under the concept of ready reserve, or is it a different thing?
Well, the way it works is, so they have the active reserve, which is what I used to be, a drilling reserve. It's where you do your 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year. Then they have the IRR, which is the ready reserve, where you're not actively drilling, but your name is still on the list, and once or twice a year, you do have to notify the DOD of your contact information. That's called the IRR.
So
and
is
they have
that
the retired reserve.
Is that where you are, or are you on the retired?
I'm on the retired reserve.
All right. Hey,
I'm in the house, on one end of the house, working off my laptop, and Paula, my wife's a teacher, she's on the other end of the house, and she says I yell into the phone that my clients must think I'm deaf because she can't concentrate. So she's like, so she said today, is there any chance they could call you back from the retired reserve?
Well, you're absolutely right.
Nerves right and thin.
They've got to need logistics.
Exactly. So I got my uniforms by the front door. They're a little tight, a little problem with the dry cleaners, but I can take care of that pretty quickly.
Okay. We got three recipients today, Captain Lazaro. Who are they? Let's start with the first one.
Fair enough. We have an all-Navy day today. Hoo-yah, go Navy, beat Army. Our first presentation this afternoon is to electronics technician, Petty Officer, 3rd Class, Owen Baker. Owen is the son of Cape Coral resident Rhonda Mayer. ET-3 Baker is currently stationed on board USS Kearsarge, LHD-3. The Kearsarge is the 3rd WASP-class amphibious assault ship of the United States Navy. With a crew of sailors and Marines, she is capable of amphibious assault, advanced force, and special purpose operations, as well as non-combatant evacuation and other humanitarian missions. So if you've ever seen the movie the movie Heartbreak Ridge, you know, with Eastwood. The Marines are going to Grenada, I think it was, and they're on board all the amphibious assault ships that the Navy has. They're crewed by sailors, but they take on a complement of Marines, and they can go anywhere in the world. Petty Officer Baker has been in the Navy for 2.5 years, so this is his first assignment, his first duty station after school. They have to go to boot camp, then they go to what's called A school, where they learn their particular rating, and then they go out to the fleet. His basic duties include the maintenance and repair of a radar system. He got off a deployment in July 2019, so just last year. He got off a deployment, and usually they go out for 6 to 8 months, come back in for 6 months, 8 months, and go back out again. Same amount of problems out there in the world with less ships. We used to have a 600-ship Navy back in the Reagan years. Now we're down to less than half of that. Proud history of military service in Owen's family. As his dad was in the Navy, Owen's grandmother and grandfather on his father's side were both in the Marine Corps. ET-3 said thanks to his family for all their support, and a sincere thank you to the Stan and Haney listeners. So ET-3 Baker, thank you for your service, and be safe.
God bless you, Baker.
Absolutely. And we've got a check for Rhonda to make sure that her son Owen gets it, and we thank him and all of people that donate to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund.
Absolutely. The listeners and supporters of Southwest Florida, and all around the country, because we get donations from everywhere. We'll talk about that toward the end. But,
John, I don't want to put you on the spot here, so if you don't want to, that's fine. Do you have any thoughts about Captain Crozier?
You're right. I can't really speak a lot. All I can say is that the captain of a ship is ultimately responsible for that ship, whether the ship runs aground in the middle of the night or collides with another ship, and the Navy feels that what the letter that he wrote and, you know, what he said was not appropriate because there were other things going on. But clearly he was concerned about his sailors. So,
His crew loved him. You
know, yeah,
he did.
I think it's extremely unfortunate. At the same time, I understand their reasoning. And the Secretary of the Navy said it, loose lips sink ships.
Yep.
Right. And, the captain, he's the skipper of that aircraft carrier. And the captain of a aircraft carrier is indeed a captain. The captain of smaller ships, like the captain of my frigate, was a commander, but, you call him captain or skipper. But the skipper of an aircraft carrier is an O-6 and in that pipeline usually to make admiral. So this is a tough thing for him being relieved. But he did what he felt was right. So,
yeah, I don't have any doubt that he's a good man. I just the judgment was not the best.
Right. All right, who do we have next?
Okay, so our second presentation is the Aviation Bosun Equipment Chief Petty Officer, Anthony Coey. His wife, Taryn, is the granddaughter of Fort Myers residents Tom and Kathy Chambers. Chief Coey has been in the Navy for 14 years and 7 months, and speaking of aircraft carriers, he's currently stationed on board the aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford CVN-78. I actually had the honor of watching the Ford get commissioned in 2000, I think it was 2017, when
trip to Norfolk. That's our newest, our best and brightest, isn't it?
Yes, the Ford is the lead ship of her class of United States Navy aircraft carriers. Including the air wing, there are over 4,500 crew members on board. As we all know, aircraft carrier crew complement is huge. It's like a floating little town. Every issue you have in Fort Myers, they have on board an aircraft carrier. They've got banks on aircraft carriers. They've got stores, ATM machines. They got a dentist. They got a doctor. They got a brig. They got everything on these carriers. It's amazing.
So would that be considered a nice assignment to be on the newest ship?
Yeah, absolutely, because you're what's called a plank owner when you're on if you're the first crew on board an aircraft carrier. And, of course, being on the Ford, you have all the current weapon systems and all that. So, yeah, I mean, it's exciting. But as a aviation bosun mate equipment chief, he and the sailors operate and maintain aircraft launch and recovery equipment on board the Ford. So no doubt they're on, you ever see those movies where the guys are on the flight deck of the carrier, they all have different colored shirts on and they're running around. I can't remember his name, but we honored that young sailor a couple years ago.
I remember.
At 18, he was on board a kid. So that's a dangerous place to be on board that aircraft carrier because you got jets and helicopters taking off all around. And Chief Coey and his sailors, men and women, are taking care of all the recovery equipment on board the Ford.
And if I remember correctly, the Ford has a different launch system from every other ship.
Correct. It's got the most update systems in the world. I mean, that's why some of these countries, they kind of bow up. And, we park our aircraft carrier off the coast, and the weapons that we have, the ability that we have is unbelievable. Other duty stations for Chief Coey include Naval Air Warfare Center Aircraft Division, Lakehurst, New Jersey, and the aircraft carriers USS George Washington, CVN-73, USS Kitty Hawk, CV-63, and USS John F. Kennedy, CV-67. So he's been an aircraft sailor his whole life, or his whole career, rather.
Can you remind us what CVN stands for again?
So it's CVN, it means carrier, and like in the case of the Kitty Hawk or the Ford, the N stands for nuclear powered. So both of those are nuclear powered aircraft carrier.
All right. So on behalf of Kathy Chambers, we'll get Captain Katuit a nice check from the Stan and Haney Draft Fund.
Yeah, absolutely. Another proud history of military service. Father and grandfather were in the Navy, and his wife, Taryn's grandfather, Tom Chambers, served in the Navy, also on board carriers. Anthony grew up in New York, went to college for 1 year, Johnson & Wales University in Providence, Rhode Island, then joined the Navy. He and Taryn have a 5-year-old son, Nico.
Aww.
Awesome. We got about four more minutes left. Captain, okay. Who's our final one?
Our third presentation today is the deployed Navy reservist, hospital corpsman, third class, Nick Bernard. HM3 Bernard lives in Fort Myers with his fiancée, Rosemary Urena. Both Nick and Rosemary are part of our law enforcement community. Nick is with the Florida Highway Patrol, and Rosemary is with the Fort Myers Police Department.
God bless him.
Yep, HM3 Bernard has been mobilized to Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Since January of 2020, I actually met Nick in December of 2019 at a deployment readiness training event in Tampa. Between the two of them, they have 5 kids. Thank you both to both for their service as law enforcement officers, and they want to thank the residents of Southwest Florida who are supporting the residents who have family in the military.
You want to talk about the best of the best.
Yeah. So he's a police officer, and then he's also a reservist, and he's a corpsman. So on the medical side, obviously – potentially working right with the corona.
That's amazing. We salute them.
I'll
be back in the office on Monday. I'll get all 3 checks written out on the draft fund and get them to you, Captain.
That sounds like a plan. And I just want to give a quick shout out to my daughter, Shauna. She's hunkered down in Manhattan in New York City. Stay safe, Shauna. Stay inside.
Oh, please stay safe.
Yeah, Shauna. You listen to your daddy.
And we have two more presentations in a couple weeks We've got a listener who emailed in, and then another person who notified me that their son is in the Navy.
Fantastic.
So we'll have two more coming up.
Now,
yes.
Both if somebody wants to donate and if somebody has a family member serving, tell both sides of this on how they can get in touch with us, you, and get either donate a check or we'll write a check.
Yeah, roger that. So if someone wants to donate to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund, you can walk into any bank, Wells Fargo bank branch in the country. You go up to the teller line. You tell them you want to make a donation to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund. There's only, as we say, one Stan and Haney in the Wells Fargo universe. They'll give you the account number. You can also email the Stan and Haney email address. You can mail the check to the Beasley Broadcasting Station. You can drop it off when we're back to business as usual to the branch on McGregor and Gladiolus. That's where I work. On the other side, if people out there have family members who are in the military, we want to support you. We get referrals from listeners call in. I get clients that come in. I hear people talking about their family that's in the military in the branch. If you are from Southwest Florida, the military person does not necessarily have to be from Southwest Florida, as long as the family member is. So if you are from Southwest Florida and somebody in your family is in the military, all active duty are eligible or deployed, reserve, National Guard. We want to give you a check for $500 to support your family member.
Absolutely. That's what we want to do. That's why this thing was done. And I keep hearing with Trump and all that, that the National Guard is going to be ready throughout the country if need be.
That's right. And Supply Corps officers and the retired reserve are coming back.
And so are we in good shape to keep this thing going?
Yes, we are in good shape to keep this thing going. I know y'all were talking about the military before, and we are ready. We are ready to be the active duty ready for any issue, and the reserve trained, mobilization ready. The National Guard now is being used just as much as the active duty. If you notice, the National Guard got activated for a different state.
Actually, what I meant was what was our fund.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, our fund.
Yeah, is the fund healthy?
Fund is healthy. The fund is more than healthy due to the generosity of the Stan and Haney listeners.
So if all of our local National Guard starts getting deployed, we can still help.
Yes, we want to give this money away to folks. It's amazing how sometimes I'll get a referral, I'll email the military person, and they'll say, I don't really need the fund. Give it to somebody that, you know, needs the money. I mean, we want everybody that has family that's from Southwest Florida who is family in the military, active duty, all eligible, deployed, reserve, National Guard. We want to give you a check for $500 so you can help your family member.
Yeah, as we were just saying, the money's there.
Yeah.
So we are ready moving forward.
We are ready moving forward. The fund works perfectly. The most recent referral was a listener who emailed the station. I got that last week, and I reached out to that mother, and she's getting the information for me for her son. And that'll be one of the next ones we do in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
You can go to ahoy at stanandhaney.com, stanandhaney at 96krock.com. You want to learn more about the draft fund, it's draftfund.com. Simple as that.
That's right, and the next one will be at the station and not virtual.
I certainly hope so.
Yes.
Because you were a mover. You got to be going nuts.
Oh, I'll tell you, the best part of my day is when I get to go to Target at 8 o'clock in the morning and see if they have any supplies. Anyway.
All right, Captain, thank you so much.
So from Navy logistics to paper products at Target.
That's right. It's always my pleasure. I so appreciate you guys starting this fun years ago. I think it's been like 17 years.
Yeah, and, pretty close.
Yeah, it's my honor and my pleasure, and one of the best parts of my week is when I get to come on and honor a local military.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be there without you, bud.
And well, I'll get those checks written on Monday for you.
You 4- and 5-star admirals and generals are the key. I'm not sure which is the 5 and which is the 4, but
thank you.
I don't want to get involved in that. So.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks. Take care, guys.
All right, bye. There he goes, Captain John Lazaro, head of the draft fund. Great guy.
Well, 5 stars, it's one more. It's like going to 11.
Yeah. Stand by your radio, because I'm telling you right now, you're seconds away from the 4 o'clock safe word. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Thank you so much for joining us. You still have right around 4 minutes or so to get the safe word in for 4 o'clock. That word being list, L-I-S-T, L-I-S-T, list. Enter that word at 96krock.com. Do it on the K-Rock app, or you can text the safe word to 45911. You still have about, right now we're down to about 3 minutes to
or
get that word in.
You can text a series of question marks to Joe 30330.
No, don't do that, and he won't understand it either. But 3 minutes to do it and to eligible for the 500.
Not my fault. I didn't realize I wasn't looking at the camera. I know it freaked you out, but could happen to anybody. Okay, Jack.
you put on those aviators.
the big thing. As long as you can see my teeth, you got the best.
You know, there he goes. You see, there comes former Vice President Joe Biden. He's out on the campaign trail with those aviators of his trademark. And when he's wearing those aviators, he means business.
Jack.
Jack. So you got a couple of minutes. Oh, by the way, for playing the game, if you use our website or mobile app to enter the safe word, you are eligible for the grand prize of $10,000. The next safe word will be at 6 o'clock with Rob Show. Let's get our.
Did you just? What?
I let out a huge sigh.
You did, yeah.
A huge and almost a phlegmy sigh too.
You're fine. You're great.
I've been here 2 weeks doing this. I've been fine the whole 2 weeks, other than my normal problems.
Because I am going to my pool, and I'm not going anywhere else.
Well, good. And I'll be glad to get back to work, back into the building. I mean, this is my home has become my work.
You know what? It's gotten very lax around here.
It most certainly has, and I'm going to tighten things up real quick when I get in.
You still looking forward to it, Rob?
Can't wait.
Yep.
you're going to find out it's pretty nice having Haney around.
I've enjoyed my time with you.
Yeah, that sounds genuine. Things are going to start really snapping up here.
Are you going to walk in here and go, hi, yuppa?
If I have to. Why am I on huge delay now? I hear my voice seconds later. Okay, it went away. What the hell was that?
He's going to tell you it's in your head.
Okay, it wasn't.
You imagined it.
I just hope the people at the radio station still don't hate my guts, because Matt Mangus left me a very snippy text.
Yeah, he
I don't think he's happy at all.
No, I think he's lost what respect he may have had for you.
Yeah, I know. Let me see if I can find it. Captain Lazaro just texted me. Thanks to you and Mark for always supporting the military. Thank you, Captain Lazaro. Yeah, here's Matt Mangus, Program Director Matt Mangus.
Well, that was nice of Captain Lazaro.
Let's see. I said, did you get word if I'm coming in on Monday? He said, yes, and against my better judgment. please shop for a body condom over the weekend so you don't give us the Rona. And my reply was that I'm fine. I feel fine. So help me, if someone does get sick, it better not be blamed on yours truly. His reply, Stan, you're K-Rock's pariah. And I said, yeah, I am. They all hate me down there now because they think I'm a carrier. And I'm not.
Well, you were a bit reckless.
I wouldn't even say I was a bit reckless. I fell within every guideline that they sent out. Just because a couple of days later they said something didn't mean that it was while I was doing it, there were guidelines in place.
Hey, look it. I'm grateful.
I'm sure you are.
That as far as I know, people I know are okay. Despite their poor decisions.
Yep.
You decided it was a great time to head to the Northeast on an airplane. Then I had
New Jersey.
Another friend of mine that actually went on a cruise.
What bargains? I'm telling you, huge bargains right now.
And I'm like, are you sure that's a great idea? Well, we've already paid for it, and they won't give us our money back. We're going.
Sail the Caribbean aboard the Princess Whatever.
Yeah, and he got back just in time.
7 days, all these ports that you go to, a stateroom, $128.
I cannot imagine being on a cruise ship. You're out in the ocean, and yes, this is your captain speaking. Got a bit of an announcement to make, folks. Every country in the world has closed their borders. We're not being allowed to dock in Argentina, Chile, Paraguay, Mexico, and the United States is a question mark.
That's fine. Then keep the banquet food coming.
And we should let you know, among our guests are several dead bodies and 200 infectious people.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
I'm like, this isn't what I paid for.
No, but at $128, you can't beat it.
you can put up with it. Okay. You are such a...
Yep. Let's start in Fort Myers. Got a disabled vehicle, Treeline Avenue and Colonial Boulevard. Crash Fort Myers, San Carlos Boulevard, and Lee Road. And this one just in, Estero, crash, Ben Hill Griffin Parkway, and Corkscrew Road, right near the Publix. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Well, with the corona and the isolation and whatnot, how's it working for you? A new survey asked the question, have you gotten closer with your significant other during the outbreak? Or more distant? I'm just glad I live alone. Because it would, I don't care who it was, it would have been hell.
Yeah,
they'd hate me.
Yeah.
USA Today is trying to be helpful. They came up with a list of the best single-player video games to play while you're at home. There is evidently a trick that you can use that will make your pizza better. We're eating a lot of pizza.
Yeah. What do you do?
Well, if I told you now.
Oh, all right. We'll find out in less than an hour.
And finally, a cyclist is airlifted to the hospital in a helicopter while raising money to buy more rescue helicopters.
That's great.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. We can all use in these times a little laughter. And Mark Haney's about to provide it to you with
the best of my ability.
Absolutely. With the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Oh, there we go.
So what are you talking about? He played it.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did, and I acknowledged him.
Then why couldn't I hear Rob?
You could hear just fine.
Hi.
So he did that to begin with? Because I didn't hear it.
Oh, yeah, it was there.
No. I swear I did.
No, he hid it for me when I said, honey, I'm home. He said, hi, and then you go, hi, ladies, and there was nothing.
No, he did it. He played it.
I'm not calling you a liar here, but...
Look, I know what I heard, and he can always go back
well,
and...
Well, I've seen the whole thing, okay?
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
All right. This is Jeopardy! It's something to watch. Jeopardy.
Yep. Oh, these are things to do what? What is the category?
Well, it's today's list of
the top
Jeopardy categories you probably won't see.
See, you didn't even say that.
I just did.
You said it's Jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy.
Stop looking ahead to Monday. We still got Friday to do.
But then I think about the good times down in the Caribbean sunshine. Top Jeopardy categories you probably won't see. Rhymes with malarkey.
Yeah.
Other famous Keanu's.
In the whale at SeaWorld.
Meaningful contributions from the royal family. Chris Christie's favorite veggie casseroles.
I wonder if Rob knows who that is.
Chris Christie?
Yeah, who's that?
Yeah, well, former governor of New Jersey.
What exit did he live off of?
I don't know, I forget.
State governors with nipple rings.
Yeah, did you see that Cuomo thing?
Mm-hmm. I know, there's some things you can't unsee.
Yep.
These are the top Jeopardy categories you probably won't see. Affordable hotel mini bar items. That wacky Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, God.
Vegans who refuse to talk about being vegan.
Harder than ever.
That's right, Billy.
Ninja or person in a surgical mask. Sexual acts you'll perform for a Clorox wipe.
Hey! Hey!
Just like her mother.
Yep.
Can you speak like an adult?
Oh, please? There she is. Speak of the devil.
Hey!
Top Jeopardy categories you probably won't see. Things safe to lick. Tom Cruise movies where Tom Cruise doesn't just play a slightly different version of Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Not interested. Thank you.
Neither am I.
Parts of Lizzo's body we've yet to see.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's what I feel when I see that.
Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans who still believe Tom Brady's a cheater.
No, he ain't, man. He does anything he can win football games.
Things Donald Trump and Anthony Fauci agree on.
Yes, Fauci.
Oh, thank you.
I'll be there with bells on, my dear.
Yeah. I can't. Do you deliver?
And finally, they have to.
I know.
The very top Jeopardy category you probably won't see.
Yes.
People who raise tigers and are not certifiably insane.
I'm in the jail.
Oh, Mama. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
All right. First off, it's our buddy Charlie from Punta Gorda. He writes in, ahoy, Stan and Haney. The first time I ever heard John Prine was in 1978 when I lived near Chicago. the public radio station there, WFMT, would play his songs. I had a reel-to-reel tape recorder then, and I still enjoy listening to those early recordings. 1978 was his Bruised Orange album, and it is still one of my favorites. I get tearful listening to his stuff now. I hope and pray he can recover from this horrible virus. He is an American institution. Signed, Charlie from Punta Gorda.
Amen, Charlie.
This is from Fred. Ahoy, gentlemen. Great show. Nice to have things to laugh at during this time. You know, just a thought. I bet Hillary Clinton is thinking, if I would have won the election, I would have made billions of dollars with this coronavirus thing. I would imagine Pelosi is somehow receiving some of the $25 million that was given to the Kennedy Center for the Arts. Guys, thank you for what you do. Signed, Fred.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything because you're dropping raw meat right in my cage.
Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Yesterday, guys, in my email, I mentioned that Haney had a lot of echo. Now, please, it was merely an observation and not a criticism of the job you guys are doing. You're damn right. We're doing a phenomenal job.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself, Guardian.
Jesus.
I realize it must be a lot tougher than before with all this crap. Hopefully, Stan, you'll be back on Monday. So you were reading the list of what essential services. One that wasn't on the list was barbers. There's going to be a bunch of long-haired guys running around. Maybe they need to bring back the old product, the Flowbee. Do you guys remember that product, the Flowbee? It would suck your hair up and cut it.
You connected it to the vacuum cleaner.
Yep. Stan, maybe you should see if you can get the rights to it. Sounds like a deal for you. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
I remember I was very young, and my mom decided that she was going to invest in a home haircut kit.
Not the Flowbee, was it?
No, it hadn't been invented yet.
The Coleman cut and comb?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
It was something like that.
You comb and it still cuts the hair, too?
I don't know what it was. All
it was
I know
called the cut and comb.
All I know is that I bled and I cried, and from then on I went to the barber.
we're gonna take a break. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your Friday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. And a reminder for you, next chance for your shot at $500 will be at 6 o'clock with Rob Show, as he'll have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Let's get you updated on traffic right now for your drive home. All right, one thing on the board right now. It is in Estero. It is a crash. Grand Oak Boulevard and Everblades Parkway. And you are up to date. Want to tell you a little bit about Operation Gift Card. We here at Beasley Media Group in Fort Myers helping our partners, neighbors, and community with Operation Gift Card. What is it? Well, it's to get the word out on local restaurants and businesses here in Southwest Florida that offer gift cards for purchase on their websites. So if you know of local businesses that do, let us know about it. And to find out which gift cards you can purchase, just go to Operation Gift Card, that banner at 96krock.com or on the K-Rock mobile app. Places like South Street, DGL Music Store, Tropical Breeze Fun Park, Marlin's Brew House. There's that and a whole bunch more at 96krock.com. Just click the banner Operation Gift Card. Hey, Rob, anybody on the line?
Yes, we have a few. You want me to pick one of them up?
Let's pick the one that I think we should pick up. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey!
Hey, Tony!
Hey, how you doing?
How are you doing, buddy? You know, the restaurant's still all shut down. You sheltered in place?
I'm not sheltered in place. I'm quarantined.
Where are you quarantined? I want to know exactly where you're quarantined. Are you quarantined at your house, or are you quarantined at the restaurant?
I'm quarantined at the house. Quite frankly, Stan, I think we got a bit of a Lord of the Flies situation going on here.
What do you mean?
Timmy, God bless him. I know he means well. But I was trying to sleep last night.
Yeah?
And I heard some rustling outside the house.
Oh, no.
I almost went and got my shotgun, but when I went to look for it, it was gone.
Hold on a second. You heard rustling outside.
Right.
You didn't know what it was. You went to get your shotgun. I don't know what a man your age is doing handling a shotgun. You can hurt yourself. And you went to look.
This shotgun was good enough for career. It's good enough for me.
You've had the shotgun since Korea.
Right.
And when was the last time it was fired, used, or cleaned?
Well, I got it years ago from my Uncle Tony, who served in Korea.
Right.
He said, this is all the gun you'll ever need.
Yeah, that's what they say. And it's been sitting around since the 50s? Says,
he told me flat out, he says, any pie pan comes in your house, you shoot them.
Okay. Now, but it was missing. So your shotgun's missing. You can't find, there's a problem with Big Tim, and you heard rustling outside.
And so I start to listen.
Yeah.
And I hear Timmy's voice, and I hear him talking to another guy.
What?
And so once I realized Timmy was out there, I pulled the curtain back. And I look out there, and I see Timmy's out there with a guy who was a regular at the restaurant.
A regular?
And this guy, he don't say much, but he always wears a cap that says Vietnam veteran.
Okay, probably a vet, and probably would go to Cape Crepe and Chowder to get a bowl of chowder or something at a decent price.
Well, I can't make out what they're saying because my hearing ain't so good.
Yeah.
But I see them. Timmy is holding a wheel of wire, and this guy's yanking it, and it's around every window and every door.
Wire?
Yeah, some sort of wire.
And what's he doing with it?
Well, eventually, Timmy threw a rock at the window. And I go, what the hell are you doing out there? You come in here right now. What are you doing out there with a stranger? And I say, you know, sorry, I know you're a regular and all, but this is my home.
That's right. And that person's a stranger at your home.
And he didn't say nothing. He just stood there with a smirk on his face, smoking a cigarette. And Timmy says, you listen to me, Papa T.
That's what he calls you.
You leave, you die.
What?
And come to find out that wire
was to keep you in?
Some sort of hook up to some sort of explosive device that this guy learned how to improvise and nab.
So that if you stepped outside, it would trigger it?
Yes.
Well, this is insane. Timmy, you got to go outside.
Timmy said, they told me, you're old, you leave, you die. So
he's making sure you don't leave.
Right. Now, as you might imagine, That is a bit of a cramp in my routine.
Yeah, that's he went to an extreme there. Can I ask one question, though? Tony, I've never asked you this.
Right.
I know where the restaurant is. What part of Cape Coral do you live in?
The bad side. Now, you know, what's bothering me the most about this quarantine is I'm at his mercy. By the way, Timmy did tell me to say that if I talk to you that the restaurant is open, curbside service, and still serving hot dogs and grilled cheese, but now with pickles.
That's an added free of charge, or is that an upcharge?
I don't know what he's doing.
But you're home, and he's going to the restaurant. Don't you know, first of all, how bad that is? He's going back and forth to the restaurant, back to you, outside curb, back and forth.
If I try to open a door or a window, the place goes sky high.
And so he's not coming into your house. Is he just sleeping at the restaurant then?
He does what he wants now. Occasionally, he'll drop off some groceries.
That's like having an animal roaming, like a house pet roaming.
Well,
he can get hurt.
I don't know, but I'm trying to keep up with my routine, and I imagine there's many people in similar circumstances to me where
your
they're
routine.
Trapped in their home.
You know what? I'm glad you're bringing that up. What is Tony D'Amico's routine for self-quarantining?
Well, Stan, as you've known for years, before I start my day and open the restaurant, I like to go through the McDonald's drive-thru and get something good to eat.
Like a croissant sandwich or a hash brown.
Sure, but obviously I can't do that now.
You
so
can't
I
leave,
gotta make,
yeah.
I got to make do at home. And I figured, you know, I used to give out recipes.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I figured I could give out some quick recipes for Tony's McBreakfast and Tony's McSauce.
All right. Sounds good.
So
let's start.
Here's what you're going to need, folks.
Are we doing the McBreakfast first?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
You're going to need an English muffin. Or croissant. Now, it's your choice of a sausage patty or some Canadian bacon.
Right.
You're going to need two eggs, one slice of processed cheese, and one potato.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, what you're going to do is toast the English muffin till golden brown.
Mm-hmm.
You want to season your sausage meat with a pinch of salt and pepper. then you're going to brush the inside of a metal ring with a little oil and place in your frying pan. Pour in just enough water to cover the base, then bring to the boil. Crack the eggs into the rings, cover the pan, cook for 2 to 3 minutes. Assemble your McBreakfast by layering the patty and egg on top of that slice of processed cheese.
Okay.
Now you're going to make yourself a hash brown.
Yep.
Grab yourself a cheese grater and grate the potato into a bowl. Mix in an egg, then season with salt and pepper. Heat a glug of oil in the pan and add a spoonful of the mix.
What mix?
The
potato mix?
Just made. Yeah.
Yeah,
now
with
you,
the egg and potato.
You mash it down and cook it until golden brown on both sides. And now, since you can't live on breakfast alone, here's a recipe for Tony's McSauce.
Tony's McSauce?
McSauce. Yeah, just,
okay.
I take it that people know how to make hamburgers. So just make yourself a couple of hamburgers, get yourself a couple of buns. Here's
right.
Tony's McSauce, so you can have the McSauce at home. You know,
okay.
You need your cheese and all that.
What a boob. Go ahead.
What you're going to need is ketchup, mayonnaise, Dijon mustard. That's a French thing. It might be hard to find.
What if I don't have mayonnaise and only have Miracle Whip?
Some people like it. Some people say it's the best. Other people say, oh, I can't eat it. It depends.
Okay.
If you want to substitute and be a daredevil, go ahead.
Okay.
You're going to need ketchup, mayonnaise, Dijon mustard, paprika, onion powder. You're going to have to somehow find a shallot. And then what you're going to do is dice your gherkin, okay?
You didn't say to add a gherkin. You said a shallot.
I just did. You need a gherkin, and you're going to dice your gherkin.
Okay.
All right. Then all you need is black pepper and sea salt combined. You're welcome.
Two thoughts right here, Tony. Number one, had you prepared stuff like this in your restaurant, you could have been open for breakfast and stayed in business before you had to shut down. And number two, what are you doing? Are you reading this out of a magazine for people to stay at home, how they can have that still great taste of McDonald's? Because this isn't nothing you've created. This is something reading out of a newspaper article or something, making it like it's your own. Well, it's not.
Well,
it's not Tony's anything.
I got nothing to do but look at the TV and my phone, and on my phone came an alert. And I guess McDonald's in England, because a lot of them are closed, they released the recipe for the Mac Muffin.
Yeah, actually the preparation of that sounds really good. And had you thought of something like that on your own at the restaurant, you could be thriving right now, but you're not.
No.
I can only imagine the money you were losing hand over fist because you weren't making any when you were open.
Right.
You are going, you're calling me up, telling me, hey, remember I used to do the recipes? Those were family recipes. That was from Mama, and that was from Papa, and that was from Grandpa. And you were giving home recipes that were hundreds of years old. And now you're reading a clipping out of a magazine or something, how to make a McMuffin, and acting like you're giving somebody a recipe. Things are really bad for you right now, Tony, aren't they?
Right.
You own your own home, or do you still have a mortgage? Because you haven't been living down here that long. You had to have bought the home maybe 25 years ago, and that means you still have about a few years left on that mortgage, don't you?
If only it was the one. I got three. I wanted a deck.
So you took out a second and third mortgage.
Right. Then...
Well, they're not going to take your house from you now, but as soon as this quarantine's lifted, I'm worried about you.
Stan, you know,
wow.
You really got a way of putting things into perspective.
Yeah, thank God the business is paid for, but you know what? A lot of the rental on the cooking equipment and all that stuff, and you might have to furlough Big Tim. Because he still needs pocket money.
It's been a pleasure. I think I'm gonna go outside for a walk.
He's got the house booby trapped. Don't go outside. It'll be all right, Tony. It'll be all right.
I love you, Stan.
Hello, Tony.
Always have.
Tony,
bye,
don't.
Bye-bye.
Don't. No, hello. Tony. Oh, no. I can't leave. I can't check on him. Somebody will. We're Stan and Haney.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We'll have Mark Haney in the news here in just a second. We'll also be updating you on traffic for your drive home.
I received a word today that I will be allowed back into the radio station
reluctantly
on Monday. Haney positively happy about being able to work from home on Monday.
Indeed. I just like to thank everybody. You know, it's been a long road, but
I feel bad for Tony. I don't know if it, because nobody can go out and check on him.
Why do you feel bad for him? You berated him.
I didn't berate him. He's reading some kind of clip thing out of a magazine, how to make a home McMuffin, and he's sitting around there bumming around, and he's got three.
Now, something tells
three mortgages.
Something tells me if he's not okay, we'll hear about it on the TV news.
Yep. Somebody will check on him, I'm sure. Did you hear this? This is the level that we've stooped to in this world right now and what we're living with. I just saw the crawler on Fox News. Crawler says, expert, follow me on this, expert tells White House breathing and talking spreads the coronavirus.
Boy, that's a game changer.
That's a game changer right there. Breathing and talking spreads the coronavirus. Beware of that.
That's all right. I am hermetically sealing myself away.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. And but you've lived that way. You've always lived that way. And now you're doing it again. What's whistling now? What is going on?
Because I had to adjust my headphones.
Oh, do I have that governor on my thing still? This is the governor from Georgia, just realizing you can spread the coronavirus.
People can say what they want about Ron DeSantis, but compared to Georgia and Louisiana, we got a genius in Tallahassee.
Hey, we got it here.
Well, we've been telling people from directives from the CDC for weeks now that if you start feeling bad, stay home. Those individuals could have been infecting people before they ever felt bad. Well, we didn't know that until the last 24 hours. And as Dr. Toomey told me, she goes, this is a game changer.
A game changer. You know, asymptomatic. They were saying that for weeks and weeks.
Stan, I know that we have different time zones in this country. Is it possible that Georgia is just several weeks behind everybody else?
I cannot believe that. I cannot believe that a governor.
That's shocking.
You see, on one, and I don't agree with a single thing he says, but you see Cuomo on TV all the time. No matter what you think of him other than the nipple ring, he looks the part. Then you have this guy in Georgia that doesn't even know that COVID carriers can be asymptomatic and spread the disease, and he just finds out, you know, yesterday, that's a game changer. I don't get it.
Folks, Dr. Toomey just just informed me as your governor. As it turns out, this coronavirus is invisible. You can't even see it. And that's a game changer.
That's a game changer in my book.
Because up until now, if you see the coronavirus, you know to get away from it. But now we know you can't see it. That's a game changer. God help us all.
Let me get my traffic up here. Let's take a look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, let's see where I want to go. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Gish Lane, that's G-I-S-H. Lane.
Sounds pleasant.
Yep, and Breeze Drive.
Well, the Gish needs a breeze.
Yep, Gish Lane and Breeze Drive. Fort Myers, traffic control, Terminal Access Road and Air Cargo Lane. I would assume that's right by the airport. And you are up to date. We got one more traffic update for you before we get out of here. Mark Haney and the News starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard, This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Martini
was the balls.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis.
See,
hi,
the thing is,
I'm Garrick.
Gotta have that to one.
You're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Martini.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, April 3rd.
Double M.
Very
double
calm.
X.
Very yeah. calm. Because soon this yeah. will be your issue, Stan.
Yeah. Well, he won't be running that stuff. I'll be running it.
That's what I just said.
And it's going to be as smooth as silk. Well, I've made mistakes too.
I know it's hard to believe, but I know of at least one.
Yep. I know that over the probably past 10 years, I've made about 5 mistakes with that whole system that is in that studio,
you know,
which is just so screwed up.
In the past 10 years, I must have made a mistake somewhere. It just escapes
oh,
me.
Well, you have. You have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You made one today.
How many mistakes have I made?
Today?
Over the past 10 years.
Probably 50, 60.
You have a list of them?
I only write down the bigger ones.
What would be my biggest mistake of the past 10 years?
Let me see if I got the list.
I'm not kidding, Rob. He keeps track of everything.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah. Here it is.
He'll have the date and the time, everything.
Yep. It was June the 21st. 2018 is when you made this mistake, when we came back from commercial and you thought taking a cell phone call was more important.
But that's not a mistake.
Yeah, it is. It's a mistake. It's a derelict of duty is what that is. I told you, I only keep the big ones.
No, I determined that the phone call was more important.
Yeah, you did.
Because
then your radio job in Southwest Florida.
No, it's because I had been on hold with, I think it was the insurance company, and I didn't want to let it go because I'd already had so much invested on hold because my call is important to them, Stan.
Okay.
By the way,
yes.
I had a thought, and I meant to bring it up earlier, but during this time where you're stuck at home,
yeah,
I thought, you know what? If I know my friend and what a great man he is, he's taken this time and has now mastered the slide guitar.
I have not mastered the slide guitar. I've played it a few more times. I can make the sound, but I can't make it to any kind of music.
So,
But I don't know if you've seen this. This is a game changer. I've seen it all over Facebook. It's a plastic contraption with 5 colored buttons, and it snaps onto the neck of your guitar. And once you snap it onto the neck of your guitar, you press the colored buttons on the plastic contraption, and it hits all the notes you have to hit. The button pushes down on certain strings on the guitar,
and it shows
a 5-year-old just learning the button colors to push, like almost like Guitar Hero, and playing it on a real guitar.
Mm-hmm. But Stan, that's not your issue. Retaining what notes to hit isn't your problem. It's being able to form a note and properly fret it.
Yeah, well, it's not a question. It frets it for you. You push down like the red button on the neck of the guitar. The red button will push down one string, and then you have that little thing where it pushes them all down, and it hits a note. Then you push another color or push 2 colors at once, and it hits the notes. I got to send it to you.
Then why wouldn't you just want to play a keyboard if you're not playing the guitar?
they say after you learn this and you get to learn the progression of all that, then you can take it off. It makes learning the guitar easier than ever before.
Stan, you cannot play a single note without it humming. Oh, well, I'm used to being disappointed.
Let me see if I can. I got to find it. I got to tell you what it's called. let me see if I can. Hold on. Just you could do start with things you didn't know, and then I'll tell you when I find it.
Well, I'd like your attention for this because you may be involved.
Then,
forget about
give
it.
Me just,
it's a plastic
just give me,
thing. I know what it
just
is.
Just give me 2 seconds. Hold on, because I'll bet you.
One Mississippi. Two Mississippi.
I found it. It's a, do you always find it difficult to play the guitar? Using this helps. You can easily learn how to play the guitar. Let me see if I can bring up the audio on this. Hold on. Turn this in. Yeah, here it is. Hold on. You snap it on.
And then the next thing you know, you're rocking in the free world.
And you're pushing buttons. It even shows a toothless grandma playing it.
Singing words of wisdom. Let it be.
Oh, no.
Yeah, hold on. And I see it's going to tell you something about it here. This is, and I'm going to tell you, it's called the Chord Buddy Guitar Learning System. On sale for $11.90. You just have found the easiest way to learn the guitar. Chord Buddy. It's an innovative guitar learning system. It was featured on the hit TV show Shark Tank. Adults and children, young and old, everyone can quickly and easily learn to play the guitar. Chord Buddy makes it easy to pick up the guitar and start playing songs in no time.
Stan,
children of 5 to 9 years can play. Here it is. It plays
four chords. Does it require you to put your fingers on the strings?
Not exactly. You put your fingers on the button that pushes down on strings.
Oh, no.
That's horrible. Play songs with four chords in G major without any problem. Uses chords in G, D, C, and E minor.
So it puts a piece of plastic over the string and you press the plastic instead of the string.
You press the plastic buttons.
Oh, that is god-awful.
So that right there for me, game changer.
Stan, I think I speak for all guitar players of all levels.
I know.
In saying that is a complete abomination.
Sorry, I just, you know, I saw it and it's only $11 and change.
I don't know if you noticed this, Stan, but if you look at a guitar neck,
yeah,
it does have little circles on it.
I understand that. You got to see it to understand it.
I don't
want
to
understand.
Rob,
show him a picture of Chord Buddy.
No, I refuse. It's time now for Things You Didn't Know.
All right.
I want to see if you can get this. Because I know flat out I wouldn't, but because of your interest, you might. There is exactly one person who has played both in the World Series and the Masters.
I'm going to tell you right now, I got no idea. I know John Brody, the quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, played in an NFC Championship game and then went on to play senior golf and win a tournament. But that's all I know.
The reason I thought there was an outside chance you might is because he was a Yankee.
Who is it?
Sammy Bird.
Well, I never heard of him.
He played with the New York Yankees when they won the World Series in 1932 and then quit baseball to play golf, where he won 11 tournaments.
Wow.
And finished third at the Masters in 1941.
Pretty impressive. I do know this, that was the last Masters played before the war, and it wasn't played. We were talking about it yesterday, events that have been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
That was the last one Masters played before the war.
This is a brilliant item here because it gives you a great example as to real life versus life viewed by a comic book nerd.
Okay.
Can you imagine the answers we would get, and we're not throwing it out there, so don't answer it. But if we did, if we were to ask, what is kryptonite? Where did kryptonite come from? The phones would ring for days. The texts would be going on and on with this detailed mythology. We're not doing the mythology. We're giving you real life. Where did kryptonite come from? I'll tell you.
What?
It was made up by the people behind the Superman radio show in 1943. And it wasn't made up to be a plot device. The voice actor who played Superman demanded to take a vacation. The show had been way too successful. He wanted time off. So they came up with kryptonite, and they just recorded Superman groaning in pain for several episodes while he had some time off.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's where kryptonite came from.
Yeah, I would assume it was some made-up thing anyway, and it was. But I didn't know why they made it up, and you just told me.
Mm-hmm. Have a nice vacation, Superman.
Yep.
You enjoy sardines, Stan?
I've never been a sardine fan, ever. My wife doesn't mind them. I won't eat them.
What
you
kind
open up that can of oil and then there's little fish eyes staring at you?
Yeah, what kind of fish are they?
What are they, a minnow?
Well, I guess there's really no such thing as sardines. Sardines can be, as far as we know, at least 22 different types of fish are used in making, quote-unquote, sardines.
I bet one of them's a minnow.
Well, a minnow is just a juvenile.
A little fish, a little baby fish, a little tiny fish. Put it in a can, pour some oil on it, eat up. Although when you open up a can of sardines, they all look the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty consistent.
Yeah.
When you open up bag of potato chips and the air comes out of it, what is that?
They do put something in it. It's not like normal breathing air that can now spread the corona. I don't know what's in it.
Well, when you open up that bag of potato chips, the air that comes out is it's not oxygen, it's actually nitrogen, which keeps the chips from going stale.
And I believe lighter than oxygen.
Well, you know, I've heard some people say that love is like oxygen.
Yeah. You get too much, you get too high.
Not enough, and you're going to die.
Yeah.
Don't cry. Love makes you high. Well, we live in the time of the corona, and millions of couples around the world are gleefully spending more time at home together than they ever have.
They sure are.
A new survey asked Americans if these past few weeks of staying at home have been heaven or hell. Have you gotten closer or more distant?
It's very fluid.
29% say, they're a couple of love boys. But 11% say it's pushed them further apart.
I could imagine that.
53% say things are basically the same and the rest aren't sure, which I would put in the negative column.
Yep, I would say the same for me.
Another survey asked, is it putting extra strain on your relationship?
Yes.
21% of people who lived with at least one other person say yes, there's more strain versus 4% who say less. 61% say things are the same or not sure.
Yeah, not sure.
Not sure.
Yep.
Well,
check that off.
There's your new ID. Not sure. One of the greatest movies ever made, and you hate it.
Yep. You can feel free to take a break if you'd like.
Not sure.
Okay.
In a moment.
Hey, it's Rob from 96K-Rock. 96K-Rock and Beasley Media Group are working hard to deliver timely and accurate coronavirus information. Check out 96KRock.com for the latest info, plus some fun entertainment to help take your mind off all the bad news. After all, we're all in this together. Head on over to 96KRock.com for the latest news happening in our community and updates on how to keep your family healthy and safe. Check it out now, 96KRock.com. A message from the Beasley community of caring.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill?
I could. Your mic was open again.
I know.
Yeah.
Rob, you sound like a maniac on that spot.
Just excited to share information.
You sound happy that this has all happened.
I'm definitely not happy that this has happened, but I would like to get that information out there.
But right. You sound like a maniac.
You got to do it more authoritative instead of a maniac?
Just calm down.
I'll try and settle down next time.
Stop yelling.
Don't worry. Don't worry, Rob. I'll be there on Monday.
What are we looking for?
You're looking for two big ones.
Two big ones. Okay. A lot of people ordering pizza in this particular time. And there is this information floating around the interwebs that suggests trying something different.
What?
The next time you order a pizza, especially if it's from a real nice pizzeria, I guess it doesn't make as much of a difference on the cheaper stuff. Order it uncut.
Why?
Well, they say if they cut it at the pizzeria, the oil and sauce start dripping down and soaking into the crust. By the time it gets to you, the crust is much soggier than it was when they took it out of the oven.
Makes perfect sense. A lot of sense. Remember the pizza my wife brought you that time?
Yes. So that was a heartbreaker, wasn't it?
She gets two pizzas, one for us and one for you.
I felt so bad for her.
And because the pizzas, fresh out of the oven, started to sit in the box, then cut, they started to soak up the oil and all that stuff, and it went right into her car seat, and we had to get the thing professionally cleaned out.
And if you remember, I ended up with like quadruple toppings on one side of the pizza and just sauce on the other.
It all drained, and it went right into the seat.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
I'm going to try that, by the way. Next time I order one from like a nice pizza shop, I'll tell them, don't cut it.
And then they'll probably go, you know what you're doing, huh?
Yeah, they know that I'm a pizza connoisseur.
Yeah, well, you've tipped me off to things like that where you immediately get respect, like when you walk into a certain place and go, I don't need to see a menu. I'd like the veal chop, please.
Yes, remember that.
Oh, that was good.
Not on the menu.
A man by the name of Rob Meadows from Northern New Zealand did a 23-day charity bike ride back in February to raise money for local rescue helicopter services. The ride was in response to a government plan to close helicopter bases in the area. Well, during the ride, Rob hit a pothole and went flying over the handlebars. He broke his collarbone and several ribs, requiring him to be rescued by the local rescue helicopter. Fortunately, the paramedics in the helicopter were able to rescue him and airlift him to a hospital. He's home now, still recovering, and still screaming about why it's important to keep the damn helicopter bases open.
Dun, 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 dun.
And that's the news for today, Friday, April 3rd.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. Yeah, he hit it, didn't he?
Mucky Haney telling it.
What?
It is. There he is. Little Mucky Haney telling it like it is.
Yeah, so it's my imagination.
No.
Hi.
Hi. All right,
you know, I will say this. We are damn lucky that Rob has a sense of humor.
Oh, well, yeah. And he, I'm telling you, he hustles and he works really hard. And I'm glad that we have him. And I'm glad, that he has a sense of humor.
I guess
his wife has a sense of humor.
I guess what we're trying to say is that his F-ups aren't a product of a lack of trying.
Exactly. And I take note of that.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Rob. I'll be back there on Monday.
Doesn't change the fact that he F's up right and left, but it's not his intention.
Uh-huh. We're gonna take a break.
How was that? Was that proper?
Sure. That's real proper. That's a lot of ah.
It's morale. I'm trying to build morale.
We're Stan and Haney.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your week with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Rob Show will be up at 6 o'clock with a safe word for you. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home. All right, two things on the board. We got a crash, Fort Myers, Island Park Road, and South Tamiami Trail. And in Lehigh Acres, a disabled vehicle, Joan Avenue South and 9th Street Southwest. And you're up to date.
She's all uptight, PMS, and she's picked a fight, PMS, she's on overload, PMS, watch her explode. Her brand new jeans are popping their seams, they're as tight as a clam, she's public reservoir number.
I really don't enjoy picking up your smelly socks. I want to be home. No. Leave me alone! Where are you going? Come back here, you coward!
What a bitch!
I try.
Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I'm from a worse place. I'm from Royston, Georgia. Anybody heard of that? No one has. It's like an hour from Atlanta. Only 2,000 people live there. Not a lot going on, but we got a website this year, so check it out. After the show, cityofroyston.com, we got a section called Things to Do. And number three is go to Atlanta. So, you don't even have to come. We got one bank in Royston, only one, and it got robbed this year, and the guy got away on a bike, a bicycle, a two-wheeled foot-powered machine. He got away from our whole police. And the town's so small, I know the sheriff, so I asked him, I go, what happened with that? And he goes, oh, yeah, we were looking for a car. And we're not going to look 2 days in a row, so we figured he needed that money more than we did.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here on Monday, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. Rob Show, safe word at 6 o'clock. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey!
Hey, Tony!
Hey, how you doing?
How are you doing, buddy?
I figured, you know, I used to give out recipes.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I figured I could give out some quick recipes for Tony's McBreakfast and Tony's McSauce.
All right. Sounds good.
So
let's start.
Here's what you're going to need, Paul.
Are we doing the McBreakfast first?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
You're going to need an English muffin. Or a croissant. Now, it's your choice of a sausage patty or some Canadian bacon.
Right.
You're going to need two eggs, one slice of processed cheese, and one potato.
All right.
Okay? Yeah. Now, what you're going to do is toast the English muffin till golden brown.
Mm-hmm.
You want to season your sausage meat with a pinch of salt and pepper. Then you're going to brush the inside of a metal ring with a little oil and place in your frying pan. Pour in just enough water to cover the base, then bring to the boil. Crack the eggs into the rings, cover the pan, cook for 2 to 3 minutes. Assemble your McBreakfast by layering the patty and egg on top of that slice of processed cheese.
Okay.
Now you're going to make yourself a hash brown.
Yep.
Grab yourself a cheese grater and grate the potato into a bowl. Mix in an egg, then season with salt and pepper. Heat a glug of oil in the pan and add a spoonful of the mix.
What mix? The potato mix?
Just made. Yeah.
Now with the egg and the potato.
You mash it down and cook it until golden brown on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And now, since you can't live on breakfast alone, here's a recipe for Tony's McSauce.
Tony's McSauce? McSauce.
Yeah, I take it that people know how to make hamburgers. So just make yourself a couple of hamburgers, get yourself a couple of buns. Here's Tony's McSauce, so you can have the McSauce at home. You know, you need your cheese and all that.
What a boob. Go ahead.
What you're going to need is ketchup, mayonnaise, Dijon mustard, paprika, onion powder. You're going to have to somehow find a shallot. And then what you're going to do is dice your gherkin, okay?
You didn't say to add a gherkin. You said a shallot.
I just did. You need a gherkin, and you're going to dice your gherkin.
Okay.
And then all you need is black pepper and sea salt combined. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Two thoughts right here, Tony.
Number one, had you prepared stuff like this in your restaurant, you could have been open for breakfast and stayed in business before you had to shut down. And number two, what are you doing? Are you reading this out of a magazine for people to stay at home, how they can have that still great taste of McDonald's? Because this isn't nothing you've created. This is something reading out of a newspaper article or something, making it like it's your own. Well, it's not. Well, it's not Tony's anything.
I got nothing to do but look at the TV and my phone, and on my phone came an alert. And I guess McDonald's in England, because a lot of them are closed, they released the recipe for the Mac Muffin.
Yeah, that's actually the preparation of that sounds really good. And had you thought of something like that on your own at the restaurant, you could be thriving right now, but you're not.
No.
I can only imagine the money you were losing hand over fist because you weren't making any when you were open.
Right.
You are going, you're calling me up, telling me, hey, remember I used to do the recipes? Those were family recipes. That was from Mama, and that was from Papa, and that was from Grandpa. And you were giving home recipes that were hundreds of years old. And now you're reading a clipping out of a magazine or something, how to make a McMuffin, and acting like you're giving somebody a recipe. Things are really bad for you right now, Tony, aren't they?
Right.
You own your own home, or do you still have a mortgage?
I got three. I wanted a deck.
So you took out a second and third mortgage.
Right.
Dan. Well, they're not going to take your house from you now, but as Dan, soon as this quarantine's lifted, I'm worried about you.
Stan, you know,
wow.
You you really got a way of putting things into perspective.
Yeah, thank God the business is paid for, but you know what? A lot of the rental on the cooking equipment and all that stuff, and you might have to furlough Big Tim.
Yeah, look, it's been a pleasure. I think I'm going to go outside for a walk.
Don't get out. He's got the house booby trapped. Don't go outside. It'll be all right, Tony. It'll be all right.
I love you, Stan. always have.
Hello, Tony.
Always have.
Tony, don't.
Bye-bye.
Don't. Hello. Tony. Oh, no.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.